So everything goes down in flames today in the book of Genesis. And everything has been in recovery mode since. Adam and Eve are standing before the tree. The serpent's there, suggesting that perhaps what God has told them isn't completely true. And isn't that the way that the evil one comes into our lives? Here's the serpent saying, "Eve, can you eat from any tree?" And she says, "Yeah, we can eat from any tree except for this one. If we eat it, even if we touch it, we'll die." And the serpent says, "That's not exactly true. Actually, what's going on here is God is holding out on you. Because he knows if you eat this, you're going to know things. You're going to know good and evil, right and wrong. And he's holding out on you." And so Eve eats, and it so happens that Adam's not in another part of the garden playing with the animals. He's standing right next to her. In the Greek, he's elbow to elbow with her. And they eat. And they enter into rebellion and disobedience with God. And we have suffered the repercussions of that decision ever since. Because what happened was, there was a tree of life, and there was a tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in that moment, Adam and Eve traded life for knowledge. And we've been trying to figure it out ever since. The rub is that we are invited and commanded to live a life of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that does not work out intellectually. You cannot rationalize faith. And when man fell, one traded life for knowledge. We've tried to rationalize everything. And if you look all throughout history, till right now, we know a lot more. But we have not found our way back to God. The only way is through faith.